up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello, you're very welcome to this week's edition of New Horizons. This week, one for those of you living in New South Wales or the ACT. You'll remember a few months ago we spoke to Joanna Dorinovo, the chair of the New South Wales ACT State Division Committee. All of that has now been ratified. The division has gone ahead and it will be launched in a couple of weeks at a public event. Here's Joanna to tell us more. Joanna, welcome back.
Thank you.
Perhaps before we get into the meat of it, you can describe to us what the New South Wales ACT State Division actually is.
Okay, so for those of you who aren't aware, there is an organisation called Blind Citizens New South Wales, which provided advocacy and had been providing advocacy since the early 1900s to people in New South Wales and the ACT. And last year there was a decision by both Blind Citizens New South Wales and BCA to consolidate the two organisations, and that was about a range of things, including sort of resources and sort of adapting to sort of this changing climate in terms of disability advocacy and advocacy for blind and vision impaired people. So as part of that consolidation, it was decided that there would be, for the first time, provisions made for there to be state or territory divisions of Blind Citizens Australia. And given that the consolidation was happening, New South Wales ACT became the first division, you know, the first cab off the rank. So that's essentially what the state division is. We report to the board, but we have a focus on strategic planning, so we're not an operational committee. Strategic planning around, you know, advocacy and other activities for BCA members in New South Wales and the ACT.
Who is currently sitting on the committee?
So I am the chair. Graham Innes is the deputy or vice chair, and Susan Thompson is also on the committee, as is Stephen Belbin, who is also on the BCA board, and Justin Simpson from Canberra, Bill McHenry from up in Tweed, and Mari Shang from Sydney. I think I've got everybody. There's about seven of us.
Now, when we spoke to you last time, it was about 3 months ago, I think, you were talking about some of the plans for the future of the State Division, but most importantly, coming up in the next couple of weeks is a rather big event.
There is indeed. So the State Division Committee, along with New South Wales and ACT board members and staff, had been working on our State Division plan for the next 18 months. Now we're still, so the board has now approved that plan and we're just waiting for finalisation of budgets. And on the 14th of July, we are launching both the State Division and the State Division Plan in Newcastle, New South Wales. That is, in fact, a Saturday. So essentially there'll be an event starting at 10 a.m. There'll be a morning tea, and then there'll be a range of presentations on a whole range of things. So Graham Innes will be chatting to Christine Simpson about the Legacy Project, which was one of the things to come out of the State Division Plan, where we're looking at the history of advocacy for blind and vision impaired people in New South Wales and the ACT. And then there will also be, obviously, an acknowledgement of Blind Citizens New South Wales, which is in the process of winding up, and an introduction to the State Division and a bit of a discussion about its role in the sort of broader organisation. There'll be a bit of a discussion about the State Division plan as well as our Spring into Action Month. And we'll also have the signing of the MOU, so Memorandum of Understanding, between Blind Citizens Australia and Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT.
That's something we haven't covered. Is that something that's been specifically looked at by the State Division?
That is something that had already been in the pipeline between BCA and Guide Dogs across different states and territories, but I believe the New South Wales ACT one is the first cab off the rank. So it's, I think, part of this overall overall discussions with other blindness agencies, including Vision Australia, around having memoranda of understanding again as part of adapting to this landscape where there are very finite resources and limited opportunities for systemic advocacy. And so if we can work together more effectively and use resources more effectively, then we can become more powerful that way.
Mm. Now, you mentioned your Spring into Action Month. That's a really intriguing title. Do you want to explain that a bit?
Yeah, so there was a discussion through the process for developing the State Division Plan around this idea that, you know, we've sort of been progressively losing our spaces, you know, in New South Wales and particularly in Sydney. There used to be Shelley House, which was owned by Blind Citizens New South Wales ACT, where blind people could gather and, you know, and sort of have time together and share information and so on. And then once that was sold, you know, the Enfield offices of Vision Australia was sort of still a bit of a hub of activity in Sydney. And those spaces are now gone because Vision Australia has sold off those or moved out of those premises and set up smaller offices throughout various locations in Sydney. And also, I guess, there's more of a recognition that we're all a bit more spread out, you know, throughout regional New South Wales and the ACT, and that we have these new methods of communication. But so there's been a bit of a shift around how do you still maintain that sense of community and belonging in this sort of different communication and location space. And so part of what we were thinking is, you know, let's still, you know, New South Wales historically has always had state conventions. And so we thought, yep, we still want to have a state convention, but the reality is that the overwhelming majority of members can't necessarily make it to state convention. I mean, we've got about 700 and something members across New South Wales and the ACT. So, and maybe, you know, convention attendances tend to be sort of anywhere between sort of 50 and 70 or thereabouts. So what we thought is, well, why don't we provide a space for people to also organise activities in their local areas, so that it's part of a big month of activities, actions, togetherness, which, yes, culminates in state convention, but that state convention isn't sort of the one and only social or informational activity that's happening throughout the year. That there's, you know, that maybe if you can't make it to state convention, maybe someone in your area is having an information forum or is having an afternoon tea or a lunch at the pub or whatever it happens to be. So that's the idea. We're in early planning stages, so we'll see if we can get it off the ground, but that's the plan.
How can people get involved with that?
Okay, so we have a convention, we have a Spring Into Action Month organising committee, of which I am also the chair, just for ease of sort of reference. And basically I'm happy for anybody to get in touch with me to if they're interested in being involved. If you're wanting to do something in your local area, then you can get in touch with your local branch if you have a branch. But if you're not involved with a particular branch, feel free to get in touch with me and we can sort of link it all up. So the month is going to be October. People can, and we're trying to encourage people to be involved at different levels. So, if you want to, if you have ideas, for example, for sessions for convention, or you want to chair or present or assist in convention in any way, absolutely welcome to do that. Or if you just want to organise something in your local area, then that's great too. Or if you just have some ideas, or if you can wrangle up some prizes for the raffle, we'll take any and all help people are prepared to give. And we're really keen to encourage involvement in the way that people want to be involved. You know, not everybody wants to jump in head first and be, a member of a committee or wanting to be deeply committed. They might just want to provide a little bit of help on the day, and we want to facilitate people being able to do that.
And how do we come along to the launch in Newcastle?
Okay, so if you're interested in going to the launch, it's being held at the Travel Lodge in Newcastle. You can contact the BCA office. There is also some financial assistance for people who might want to attend, but, have a bit of difficulty in terms of being able to afford the journey or accommodation if they need it. So if that is something that members are interested in, please contact the BCA office as soon as possible, because obviously it's in less than 2 weeks now. So time's a ticking.
That sounds terrific. Do you want to just give your contact details for anybody who wants to get in touch about Spring Into Action?
Absolutely. So probably the easiest way to contact me is by email. And my email address is joanadn76@gmail.com. I work full time, so trying to call me can be a bit of a hit and miss. But if you email me, I will try and get back to you as soon as I can.
Well, Joanna, I wish you all the best, and congratulations on finally bringing this into action, so to speak, and good luck with the launch.
Thank you very much.
Joanna Doronovo there, the chair of the New South Wales ACT State Division Committee. If you'd like to get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia, then you can email bca@bca.org.au, or you can look at the website bca.org.au. If you'd like to provide feedback on New Horizons, then email me on new.horizons@bca.org.au, new.horizons@bca.org.au. If you'd like to donate to Blind Citizens Australia, remember that all donations above $2 are tax deductible. If you'd like to find out how to do that, have a look at the website, or you can contact the head office, the phone number for which is 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660. Don't forget that all-important State Division launch coming up on the 14th of July in Newcastle. I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of a dream. Of our dreams.